Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. I want to welcome the Honourable Barbara Jones, Consul General of Ireland, who spearheaded as a representative of the Irish government a series of commemorations, centenary commemorations of the 1916 Easter Rising. Consul, you're very welcome indeed.
Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
I am fine, but how are you still standing? This has to be.
This has been this year. I'm in the midpoint, I guess, of my assignment here, coming close to it anyway. And but I think I've said to you before in our conversations, private and on your wonderful show, that the overwhelming sense as Consul General is of welcome and love for Ireland. And then the consulate sees, we see our role as serving the community and obviously making sure the connections between Ireland go very well and easily, and we learn from our mistakes, and all that's important, those important things. But I have to say, you know, when I look back at this part of my life, I will never forget the last couple of weeks. They've been magical. They have, I think, in terms of my understanding of the leadership in the community, it's just given me such a deep insight into the quality of the leadership we have in our political world, in our civic, in our community organizations, in our artistic world, our business community, our friends in the media like yourselves, the Irish Voice, the Irish Echo, the New York Times, with all the coverage we got from the Irish Times, RTE. Just this, the whole big metal, this whole big, this Irish concept of everybody comes together around a noble purpose to help everybody else out. And in this case, to remember the historical and living connection between New York and Ireland and the events in Ireland 100 years ago as an example of that. But there are many, many other examples. If I may, Adrian, through you, echo the sentiments of public advertisements which we placed in the Irish Voice and the Irish Echo this week on the back page, to impossible to list the people who helped, but to list all of our partners and sponsors, to thank Congressman Joe Crowley, Senator Schumer, and Melissa Mark-Viverito, Cathy Hochul representing the governor, Battery Park City Authority, our friends Danny Drum, Jimmy Van Bramer, Elizabeth Crowley in City Council with the Speaker, who had come to Ireland with Corey Johnson. You know, our borough presidents were all there, our Irish-American legislators from the Assembly, Mike Cusick, Mike Fitzpatrick, Brian Kavanagh. You know, you looked out at that crowd, and of course, we were so crowded out, many people had to stand to the ceremony. I want to apologize for that. But just this gathering of thousands of people to honor that memory and to look to the future with their confidence about the connection between New York and Ireland. And it was just magical, magical, magical. And the feedback, Adrian, as a civil servant, you know, we're the behind-the-scenes people. I have never received sort of messages of encouragement and gratitude and appreciation for the work, not of the consulate, because that's not what we're here. It's not about us. It's about our community. It's about Ireland. I've never received such positive comments about our artists, our dancers, our singers, just the great big metal, the coming together of the community. And I want to thank you very particularly, and Anya, and I sincerely mean this, you're the first person to identify with me the importance of, quote unquote, as you said to me, getting the word out. And this important program has made that possible. And on Saturday, the Hibernian movement in the United States gathered at the consulate and in St. Patrick's Cathedral for the most amazing event. And that event ranks with me on an equal par with any memory I will have of love of country, faith, memory, and regard for the men and women of this revolutionary generation. And I want to thank the Hibernian Sisters today and Monsignor Ritchie and a brilliant, brilliant homily which we received in the church on the day from Monsignor Tom, who just crystallized the sense of optimism and the challenge we still face in Ireland to reconcile our two traditions and to come together on our island and to forgive each other and move on to create the sort of Ireland that the men and women of 1916 really wanted, united and free and forgiving and prosperous and happy. So it's been amazing.
It continues throughout the United States, beginning actually before the first of the year, the community, in cooperation with the Irish Consulate, with the Irish government, laid out a very concise plan.
Yes.
The you know, obviously the highlight of all was the commemoration and the welcoming Ireland celebration, which took place at Battery Park City last Sunday.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Just on the planning, you're so right to mention that, because it was at the request of the community that the consulate responded to a request of, could we pull one element of the program together, and that was Sunday. Hibernians led on Saturday, and Maureen Murphy's committee working together across the whole community, trying to avoid clashes in the diary. And inevitably, people were going to have major events. There were a whole series of important events in our community and across the area that I have responsibility for, in Philly, up in Rocklands on Sunday, up in Connecticut. There was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people gathered. And so I suppose that sense of a whole series of events is sort of a beautiful, you know, necklace of commemoration happening across the East Coast last weekend. And we were part of that. And I suppose you draw some strength and encouragement from the fact that we did our piece, and then as and other people gave great leadership in their communities. And I want to acknowledge that, because I really, that idea of coming together, Adrian, is, I think, going to be, I hope, the lasting legacy of this as we look to the future of the Irish American community in the area. And I'm, as I say, the ambassador has a far greater job than I have. We have 6 states in my consular area. But I think the sense of coming together and distilling and re-energizing the connection between Ireland and the Irish American community, I hope that's lasting. I think it is. And I think we can take the purpose that we've discovered and channel it into projects like building the Art Centre, getting the GAA facility here on a world-class scale to match the ambition of the GAA community here, making sure that we support our friends in the Irish Red Origin, all of this cultural Irish American arts and writers, Dublin Ireland has get new programs in, but channel it into institutions that will capture the ambition of our community for our heritage and our Americanness as well.
Consul General of Ireland in New York, Barbara Jones, just want to also reflect for a moment on the real connection as we reflect back to 1916.
Mm-hmm.
Many would say, indeed historians, including Joe Lee,
yes,
of Glucksman Ireland House, that without the American involvement, and in particular the New York area, the tri-state area, the involvement and the support, there would not have been a a rising, an internationally supported rising in 1916. I think it was appropriate to be, you know, in Battery Park to be at the exact place where first Irish immigrants set foot on American soil. This was more than just a centenary commemoration and celebration because of the historic New York connection.
Exactly. You know, I'm not a historian. I have great admiration and respect for historians, and I salute them for the great contribution they made to the conversations here in New York. Was a brilliant conference last week in Dublin Ireland House. And, you know, the history, it's such a living history. And I suppose that's what's sort of remarkable about the remembering this connection. In this week, in Suffolk County, I think it's on Tuesday, we are unveiling a very, very significant memorial to honor Tom Clark. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a man who undoubtedly is the brainchild of the rising. I mean, he comes to America in 1900. He worked with John Devoy. He has served time in Britain. He takes out U.S. citizenship. He marries here. And he chooses to go back to Ireland in 1905 and basically to dedicate the rest of his life to the cause of Irish independence. And so we're marking his execution date next week with the unveiling of the most beautiful statue. And if you haven't seen it, I would urge people to look online. There's quite a lot of coverage in the media in Ireland about this ceremonial unveiling. It's on Wednesday in at the Cohallan Court Complex. And I mean, I just sort of find that the vision of the people behind the commemoration of Tom Clark's role, and this is going to be another special occasion to crystallize that. The other thing, can I just mention to you, and I'm very conscious that I'm taking a lot of time, but for people who are interested in the history of the period, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, working with the Royal Irish Academy, have made available online a free, what they call it, e-book, a book called Portraits and Lives, with beautiful depictions, which were on display last weekend, of the leaders and other people. 42 people are involved in these rising. And today, it is the last day that it can be downloaded from online. Can I read out, or do you want me to give you later on the connection if people wanted to download the treasure trove?
Please do it now, and we'll repeat it throughout the program.
So the online connection is dfa.ie/1916, and when you open that connection, dfa.ie/1916, you'll see a connection, Portraits and Lives. You just press that connection or click on that connection, and you will be brought forward to the website where you can download this book, which is a free gift from the Irish Department of Foreign Affairs to the world to make sure that everybody can bring this memory and this great study with beautiful pictures by David Rooney in it into their online libraries, so to speak, and have it for free. So that's very, very important to us.
What we'll actually do, Councillor General Barbara Jones, is we will link that site to our site, our website is irishradio.com, and again, we will ensure and we will tell our listeners now and throughout the program that today is the last day. We'd also like to acknowledge again through your own leadership an amazing book, first ever of the United Irish Counties. A book, one would imagine that somewhere in the last 100 years, a book with many contributors would have been written. However, it is, and it is a tremendous book, and one that will be available, you know, past today and into the future.
Yes, no, and there's another case. I think Paul Keating, in his beautiful column, and it's always beautiful, and this week in the Irish Echo, is talking about the embarrassment of riches.
Yes.
Of last weekend, and there's a case. I'm so sorry that I missed that event, but I know there are other events coming where our brilliant historians are going to be speaking to that, and I hope that for those who are available to come to the consulate, maybe to give further talks so that people who weren't able to make that event might hear and learn of that great, great study that has been done, and I was so sorry to miss that event. But the United Irish Counties are just going from strength to strength, and I think they're a fantastic organisation capturing the story of the counties and how they responded to the Rising in Ireland. And, of course, the hallmark was great debate, of course, because it was such a surprising development for some, but great solidarity with Ireland. And I, as I said earlier on, Adrian, I think remembering that connection, the family, the friendship, the great love, the great solidarity that flows across the Atlantic through our history of emigration is so, that I hope that from that memory will come great confidence and optimism and practical patriotism for the future, with all that we have to do here to build up new institutions, as I say, like the Arts Centre and the GA and the other great projects that are underway to keep our community strong and together.
I know that you have acknowledged that without the cooperation of Danny MacDonald and Peer A, there was no way that this could have taken place. With an estimated 6,000 visitors who not only came to be part of the ceremony and of the day that was in a significant 100th, not just the day, but the hour to the minute of the reading of the proclamation, that could not have happened anywhere else with the ease that was provided by, again, Danny MacDonald and Peer A.
Yes, absolutely. Just on that point, and you're so right to highlight it, when we were asked to provide leadership on the commemoration, it occurred to us, obviously, we were so pleased that Colonel Fitzsimon facilitated the participation of the Irish Defence Forces, that we worked with the authority, provided the facility, and I will never be able to thank them enough for that. Both were essential. And the other element was then, if people come in on a Sunday morning, and it has to be on a Sunday morning, and I know that didn't suit many people who are churchgoers, and we have many things to learn, Adrian, from if we were ever thinking of a similar type event in the future. So I recognise that, you know, infelicities happened on Sunday. But Danny MacDonald, at the moment at which we're thinking of citing it, in Battery Park, near the water, as you correctly captured, the place we landed, and so brilliantly evoked by Peter Quinn on Sunday in his talk. And do get Peter to explain and let your listeners know about that. His speech was so uplifting. Danny says, we brought everybody in, Barbara. I'll give you PRA so that we can allow for people to dwell and enjoy some culture and some music and some poetry and some positive messages and hear about great programs for the future in Ireland. And he was a man of his word. At peak, the peak capacity of their building is, I think, around 3,000, as I recall from the planning conversations. And they were at peak at several points. And, of course, they have to manage that very carefully because of their regulatory issues. And they were, I think, at several points during the afternoon. And, of course, the event would have been impossible without Danny. He gave his facilities for free. Now, imagine, Adrian, if you're the civil servant in charge of the consulate here in New York, and you say, can I have a venue that can take people indoors for fear that it would be raining? And can you imagine the cost of that in New York terms? And that facility was given for free, which allowed us then to have a balance between this beautiful outdoor stage where we had all the greats of Irish music, Joni Madden, Mick Maloney, great new band, Charlene, Wee Banjo 3, all performing in the sunshine on Sunday afternoon. So the combination of Danny's hospitality and generosity, and then the sponsors who were saying, yeah, let's make, after the solemn ceremonies, let us facilitate a cultural and celebratory gathering which will mark the great friendship culturally and historically between Ireland and New York in another way.
With that, Councillor Barbara Jones, I just want to also point out that this was the first time ever in New York City that the Irish government took the lead in involving organizations, individuals in the tri-state area, bringing them all into New York. I thank you for your time and for a great job done by the consulate and led by the consulate. Congratulations. And
thank you so much, Adrian. I mean, you know, just to thank you again, Ireland US Council, Tom Moran, PRA, Coca-Cola, Culture Ireland, Battery Park, American Ireland Fund, and Mutual of America, core partners, all of our friends. Could I just please mention once again Maureen Murphy, Paul McMurray, and Larry Downs.
Absolutely.
Inspiring people whose generosity and all of those names are on our website and listed in this week's newspaper. Too numerous to mention. That's the level of generosity and leadership in our community. Thank you, Anonia, so much.
Thank you very much. Barbara Jones, Consul General of Ireland, friends representing, indeed, Ireland's government in what was the singularly the best day of celebration, commemoration at Battery Park City. You're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.